Success is my duty and obligation. I am obsessed. I'm not like others. I do what others refuse to do. I must control my destiny. I am never satisfied. I cannot settle. I rise while others sleep. I refuse to sleep. I refuse to quit. I am driven to succeed, and I'm a role model for others. I pledge a commitment to my success, my family's success, and the success and survival of the company I represent. Success is not an option for me, but something I insist upon achieving. Success is not something others can give me, nor is it something the government or economy can provide me. Success is not determined by luck, race, color, creed, or religion, but is dependent upon hard work, creativity, follow through, and persistence. I refuse not to have my success. I refuse to quit prior to achieving my success, and I will do everything ethical in claiming my right to success. My success is my duty, my obligation, and my responsibility. I am the one who is responsible for my life. I am the one who is responsible for my emotional state. Nobody has the power to make me feel negative emotions unless I allow it. I have the power of choice to use on my physical body to make myself feel positive emotions of love. Nobody, no thing has any power to influence how I feel. I am the one who is responsible for the state of my body and what goes into it. I am the one who is responsible for my financial affairs. Making money is easy. Money comes easily, frequently. I am the one who is responsible for how my life turns out. God has given me principles to follow so I prosper and the power to make my own decisions. Not even God will do for me what He has given me the power to do. God gives opportunities and success depends upon the use made of them. I am in love with my clients. Everything I do will increase myself and increase others. It's my ethical duty. I am doing a disservice not to offer people who need it the opportunity to take advantage of my services and products. People's businesses, people's lives, communities are dependent on what I can do for them to fulfill their potential. Therefore, it is my duty to stay relentlessly focused on attracting and nurturing fulfilling client relationships and their success. I am number two, my clients are number one. I never say no unless I have to. I always say yes. I refuse to participate in discussions about why something cannot be done. I only see the objective and every obstacle must give way. I do the thing and then I have the power to do the thing. Once I make the decision, I always find the money, people, and resources. God shall supply all my needs according to His riches, and I always have all sufficiency in all things and have an abundance for every good work. Delaying to serve others until I have everything perfect equals poverty. Serving others the best I can right now equals millionaire. It is a sin to know how to help someone and not offer to help them. It's selfish. I owe it to the struggling people out there to help them with the knowledge of what I have learned how to do in the programs I've invested in. And when I focus on helping those businesses, they will rain money on me. I don't wait until I have everything figured out before I offer to serve people. I get out there and do it. Perfection equals poverty. Good enough equals cash and lots of it. So I say yes, get the business, figure out the rest. I don't leave for tomorrow what I can do today. I stick at things until they are successful, and I relentlessly pursue and attract thousands of fulfilling client relationships who pay me premium prices. The failure to take action and learn as fast as possible is the single most common obstacle to my success, and it is best handled by simply taking action right now without adding any time to the equation. Then wait to see what the results of my actions are and responding. Not reacting, responding. Reacting is freaking out when something doesn't go my way. Responding is analyzing the feedback from the action I took. I will respond and not react by simply changing the way I think about failure. Failure is just a result from testing. It's a process to see what results I'm gonna get. It's essential to fail in order to find out what works. I must fail. I need to know what works. If one thing doesn't work, I try something else, and then I find what works, and then I make it better. And when I keep doing what I found works consistently for 1 to 3 years, I will become outrageously rich and successful in every area of life, living an epic life. If I commit to taking this kind of testing action, regardless of how I feel, all the time for 30 days, then taking action when I'm scared will become a habit. After 90 days, it will become hardwired into me. After 1 year, taking action will be automatic without any conscious thought required. Action taking will be less scary because of how I think about failure. And I will finally enjoy money coming to me in increasing quantities through multiple sources on a continuous basis. I earn more money in a month than I used to make in 1 year. I deserve an epic life.